Deep in a crooked tower where potions bubbled and patience ran thin, Morgartha the Witch was having one of those evenings. Just splendid! Another night, another cursed chore. Why did I have to get stuck with this job, Just because I can turn things into frogs doesn't mean I want to. The cauldron hissed as if it agreed. Eye of Newt, toe of... Oh no, not again! Frogs on shelves, frogs staring at me with their tiny slimy eyes. I'm done. Everyone's becoming toads. And that was the final straw. The rain started exactly 3 minutes after Mia's mum text. Don't wait for me. Late again. Sorry. Typical. Mia shoved her phone into her blazer pocket and pulled her hood up as the students flooded out of the school gates around her. Year 10's kicking a bottle across the pavement like they owned the world. And then there was Mia. Invisible. Again. She turned onto Thorn Road. Headphones in, music loud enough to drown out the thoughts she didn't want catching up with her. Until... a boy's voice behind her. Mia turned sharply. There was a boy standing in the middle of the rain, completely out of breath, dark curls plastered to his forehead. He looked familiar. School familiar. I think, he panted, holding something out. You dropped this. It was her sketchbook. Mia's stomach dropped. Oh my God. Nobody touched her sketchbook. Nobody even knew she had one. She grabbed it quickly, holding it tight against her chest. Thanks. The boy smiled a little. And for some weird reason, he looked nervous too. I didn't open it, he said quickly. Good. Just the last page kind of fell out. Mia froze. The last page. The drawing. Him. Silence. Ellie had seen frogs before, but never one wearing a tiny crown made of bottle caps. That's not just any frog, she whispered. That's Sir Ribbit. The frog puffed out his chest proudly. Knight of the Lily Pad Kingdom, at your service. Ellie's eyes went wide. You can talk, Sir Ribbit chuckled. Naturally. Now fetch your boots and your courage. We've got a queen to rescue. I started noticing it last week. Small things at first. The bedroom door slightly open when I was sure I'd closed it. My wardrobe creaking. 3 soft knocks. Every night. At exactly 2:43 a.m. I told myself it was pipes. Old houses make noises. But last night I stayed awake. Watching. Waiting. At 2:43, the knocks came again. Slow, deliberate, and this time, they didn't come from the wardrobe. They came from the inside of my bedroom door.